Hey boys, good evening. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash. We're holding in Parshas Shlach by Revi. Before we begin, I just wanted to ask Akasha. We saw yesterday in Rashi it was 2 days ago. It says Vayikra Moshe Yehoshea Banun Yehoshua. So Rashi says he was a spal a koyo sheyachem yatzas meraglim, that the Ibn Shem should save you from that tzas meraglim. So all the Meforshim already were mayor. They asked why wasn't he mispal for Kaliv also, that he shouldn't be choyte betzas meraglim, and why was he dafka mispal for Yeshua? So we saw Mahalach the other day that Yeshua, since he came from Shevet Ephraim, who came from Yosef, and Yosef Atzadik was once nichshal by bringing dibas ro on the brothers to his father, so mainly he had it in his teva, he had it in his blood. So Yeshua, so Moshe Rabbeinu was choshed that Yeshua would also be nichshal in the atzas meraglim. Mainly he had to be mispal for him, or give him a bracha, koya shiachem etzas meraglim. Today I found the Teretz, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes. He writes, ve'efshe shesavar Moshe, it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu thought, shekolev shayinasi le'isha tzadekis k'may Miriam ha'neviyah, that who was Kalev married to? To Moshe Rabbeinu's sister, Miriam ha'neviyah. So she was an isha tzadekis. So betach lo yitvas b'yitofes b'atzas meraglim, ve'in ezokak l'brocha. He thought, you know, for sure, look who his wife is, she's a tzadekis. So Mela, he doesn't need a bracha, and of course he's not going to get caught up in the tzas meraglim. And therefore it wasn't mispal for him. So it's an interesting chiddush there, that you see that the koyach of a wife, that a wife who says a moedik a koyach, like we see by Oyin ben Pelas, she was matzlim, and by koyrach she was the one that was makalkalin. With that, Rabbi, so we begin in Kapitel Yudalit Pasuk Chavov. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, saying, Pasuk of Zayin, Admosai lo eida horo hazois, Asher heima malinim aloi. How long will this evil kahal of people that provokes themselves to complain against me, as Tlunais b'nei Yisrael, Asher heima malinim aloi shamati, I've heard the complaints of the b'nei Yisrael, who they complain against me. So Rashi, Le'eda Rav Goimer, Elo Meraglim, these are the Meraglim. Mikan Le'eda Shiesor, from here the Gemara learns out of Megillah, Chav Gimel Mevei, that Eda means 10. Ashrahim and Malinim. So someone asked Pekasha today, you couldn't learn out from a better place? What did we learn out? We learn out from the Meraglim and from Koyrech, the Gemara says over there. Because Eda Toich Toich, the Bodlum Toich Eda, the Gemara says over there, and Achala isn't Karega, and you couldn't find a better place to learn from? So he wanted a taina, Yaakov Hendel, he wanted a taina, that there's a difference. By Koyrach, by the Meraglim, they thought, listen, the Klal Yisrael's not in Madrega, they're not ready to go into Eretz Yisrael, they're too low of a Madrega. And Koyrach thought he was a Pekecha, he was a big tzaddik. He thought he was too high of a Madrega therefore the Nesias belongs to him. He should be the tzad, right? The one in charge. So the Meraglim held it too low. Koyrach held it too high. So Mela, that was the common denominator. That's why you'd have to learn from this. You won't have time. It's an interesting thing. Okay. Asherheim Malinim Zakrashi, as Yisrael Alai, that they provoke Klal Yisrael to complain against me. As Tlunas Bnei Yisrael, Hamiraglim, Asherheim Hamiraglim, Melina Noisim Alai, that the Meraglim caused them to complain against me. Shemati, I have heard. Pasuk Chav Ches, Koyach. Emoir aleihem, say to them, Chayoni niyum Hashem, as I live, the word of Hashem, imloi kasher dibartem ba'oznai, if I will not do to you as you have spoken in my ears, kein es lechem, so I will do to them, to you. So Grashi Chayoni, as I live, Lashon Shvua, this is a Lashon of Shvua, imloi kein esa, if I shall not do so, kiveyochel, if it was possible, ein uchai, I'm not alive. Kasher dibartem, Shebikashtem, and you asked of me, Oy b'midbar zeh lumasnu, if we had only died in this midbar. So okay, we'll fulfill that request. What does it say in Pasuk of Tez? B'midbar zeh, in this midbar, yiplu figreichem, your dead body shall fall. They'll drop. V'chol pekudeichem, and all your counted ones, l'chol misparchem, in any of your numbers, mi ben esrim shon of amayla, from 20 years of age and up, asher halinoisim alai, which you have provoked against me. So Rashi, b'chol pekudeichem l'chol misparchem, all your counting ones, and all of your numberings,
Kol ha-nimna, whoever is counted, l'chol misper, for any number, sh'atem nimna by which you're counted. Kegoyim, for example, lotzeis v'lovi l'tzvot, to go out and come to the tzvot, to the army. V'lotzeis shkolim, to give shkolim. Kol ha-menuyim, l'chol ha-isim misper. So all those that were counted for all those censuses, Yamusa, they're going to die. The elu hain, and these are they. Miben esim shana v'goyim, from 20 years of age and up. L'hoitzi shifta shal Levi, to exclude the shevet Levi. Shein pekudei miben esim. They are counted ones who are not the age of 20. Pasuk Lamid. Im atem tavoyu el ha'oretz asher nososius yodi l'shakin eschem bo. If you should come to the land which I've raised my hand in a shvua to settle you there. Ki im kolev ben Yifune v'yoshua ben Nun. Except for Kolev ben Yifune and Yeshua ben Nun, they're the only ones that are going to come there. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. V'tapchem asher amartem levaziye. And your young children who you said they're going to be taken captive. V'heveisi yisam. I will bring them. V'yodu es ha'oretz asher me'astem bo. And they will know the land that you have despised. Pasuk Lamed Beis. U'figreichem atem. But your carcasses, your dead bodies will drop. Yiplu b'midbar zeh, will drop in this midbar. Zok Rashi v'greichem atem, but your dead bodies. Ketargum, like a targum says, dilachayin yours. Lefisha diber. Since the pasuk before was speaking alabonim about the children, lachnisim la'aretz, that Hashem intended to bring them into the land of Eretz Yisrael. Uvikesh leimer, and our pasuk wanted to say v'atem tamusa, but you shall die. Neifeloshen zekan. So that's why this word applies. This wording applies over here. Leimer atem, to say the word of atem. Pasuk lamed gimel uvenechem yiyu royim b'midbar aboyim shana. Your children will roam around in the midbar for 40 years. V'nosu es zunuseichem, and they will bear your guilt. Atoim pigreichem b'midbar, until your dead bodies will cease to be in the midbar. Zok Rashi. Arboim shana for 40 years. Leimeisechad mem. Now one of them would die. Pachas mi ben shishim, less than 60 years of age. Kach nigzer arboim. That's why 40 years was decreed. They should you oisim shal bnei yesim. That those who are 20 years of age, magin l'kol shishim, they should reach 60 years old. Vishana rishayin oisim b'klal. The first year in the mid was also included in the 40 years. V'av pisha kodmas shiluch amraglin. Even though this was before the sending of the miraglim. Because of the time that they made the eagle, also this decree came up in the Rebbeinu Shalom. He considered it. He thought about it. He considered this, making this gzeiro. But Hashem had said, he's waiting for it until he carried it out. Until he would, it literally means until their measurement would be filled. That's what it says. On the day that I will make a cheshbin b'miraglim with the mice of the miraglim, ufakadete aleim chatosim, and I will bring their averus to cheshbin against them also. The Afkan Nemer here too. It also says tisros avenechem. You should bear your averus. Lashon Rabim shtei avoinos. Which ones? Two averus shall egel v'shal tluna. One of the chayte egel and also of the miraglim, which is the Indian of tluna. The chishav. And what was the cheshbon in their cheshbon of their lifetimes? Miktsas shana, part of a year, kekula. Part of the year, miktsas shana kekula, like the whole year. When they came in, they entered into the 60th year. Mesu oisim shal bnei yesim. Those who were 20 years of age at that time of the gzeira, they died. Venosu es nuseichem, meaning when they entered into the 60th year of their lives, so those people that were 20 years. Oh right, so then they
40 years later.
Exactly. 40 years later equals 60. When they're 20, time eagle, so then the Maisa they died in that year. Venasu
makes sense.
Why not? It comes out the 59th year, that's
no,
what you're asking?
No.
Yeah, I thought you were asking
Eagle
that.
Was at the end. Eagle was the end.
No, okay, the eagle was right in the beginning.
Right.
Then it says, V'yayim pokti.
The miraglim was at the beginning.
No, forget. Oh, yeah, it also had to be at the beginning because they had to give him 40 years.
Right, so you mean only they died 40 years later?
Yeah, they only died 40 years later. Well?
It was like the last few years before they went into
Israel. Oh, he says that the chayte miraglim took place in the second year of when they came out of Mitzrayim. That's when it took place. So those people were 20 at that time of the Avera. So by the time they died, doesn't make a cheshbon, they're not 60. Because there was less than 39 years before Klal Yisrael left the Midbar. That's Yisrael. So Rashi explains, that by counting part of a year as Mixas Hashana Kekula, so they were considered in their 60th year in the last year in the Midbar. Exactly, yeah.
And the people 25 and did it, also died 5 years before?
Yeah, they died 5 years before. And there's Gemara, Rabbi Baba Chana says he met up with one of the Mesi Midbar. And he says they were so tall that when he, Gemara says in Baba Basra, that one of them put their foot up, they were lying like this, and his knee was bent, and he went under there with a driver and a wagon on it, with his sword raised out under the knee.
It was like this.
Yeah, it was like shaped like a V, because he was lying down there on his back. So you see, he was going to a parking. They were much. Yeah, I mean, he was lying down, and he had with the sword stretched out. Rabbi Bechana, the Arab, went under the hutaya.
Yeah,
we could do it.
We're
Msachim. Yeah. Over there, okay, but the Taisus brings it in Psachim, Lagabi Goni Aparkit. That's the Gemara Baba Basra. But Taisim Psachim brings it Lagabi Goni Aparkit. We know Praktin is Lo Yotze. So Machloek is Rashi and Taisus, Rashbam and Taisus, what's Praktin? Lying on your back or lying on your stomach? Is it Pun of Lamailo or Pun of Lamata? So over there, Taisus brings it right, but Goni Aparkit, that it's Pun of Lamata, it's lying on your back, you're Pun of Lamailo. Why? Because it says over there, it's Vachim Dafei. In another place, it says over there that the knee wouldn't be able to go up, although if you're lying on your stomach. Elamai must be lying on your back. I ain't traumatized. Like upon him, that's the... No, you see over there that there was how big they were.
They were bigger than Moshe
Rabbeinu? Vice Tosafos says
that. But Moshe, he was tan, like...
Lo yodei, I don't know. Chais nisht. Okay. Okay, he says, Vait, Venosu es nusreichim ketargum, like the Targum says, Vikablun yoschai veichem, they should bear your guilt. Pasuk, Lamed Dalet b'mispar hayomim asher tartem es ha'oretz, like the number of days that you spied out the land. Arboim yoim, 40 days. Yoim lashana, a day for a year. Yoim lashana, a day for a year. Tisu es avinaseichem, you should bear your aveiros. Arboim shana, for 40 years. Vidatem es tenuasi, and you should know what leaving me and parting from me is. What does that mean? Sakdrashi, es tnuasi, parting from me. Shani oisim es levavchem, you remove, because you removed your hearts. Me'acherai, from following me. Tnuas loshan asor, the word tnuah means removal. Kimoi kiheni avia oisa, that says the word heini, meaning her father removed her. So you removed yourself. You should know, shani oisim es levavchem, you left from me, me'acherai, you left from following me. You removed yourself from going in my way. Pasuk lamed dal lamed hey, ani Hashem, I Hashem dibarti, have spoken. Im loy zois es lechol eido haroa zois hanayodim alai. If I shall not do this to the entire evil kahal eido, the assembly that gathers against me, b'midbar azeh yitamu, in this midbar they should cease to be, v'sham yemusu, and they should die, and there they should die. But for those people, the men that Moshe Rabbeinu sent to spy out the land, by Yeshuvu, and when they returned, by Yiloinu Alov, as Kol Eido, and they provoked the entire Kahal of Klal Yisrael to complain against him, Lahoitzi Di Bala Oretz, by bringing forth a bad report against the land of Eretz Yisrael. So what happened to them? Vayamusu Ho Anoshim Moitziyi Dibasa Oretz, raw. Which Rashi? Yeah, because he puts it together in my Chumash. Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin. So let's just see the pasuk first. Your Chumash also sits together?
No.
Let me put it together. Let's just see. Vayemuso Anoshim Aitzi Dibasa Oretz, raw. The men who brought bad this Geferlich report about Eretz Yisrael, they died. B'magefa Lefnei Hashem, in the plague before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zok Rashi. Vayeshuvu Vayalinu. When they returned, they provoked. But when they returned from spying out the land, they instigated the entire aid against him. By bringing forth lashon hara, those men, they died. Anytime it says of dibor, lashon chinuch dvarim, it means it's a lashon of training in dvarim. What does that mean in speech? They teach their tongue to be directed at a certain person. Ladaber, by speaking of him. Yeah, in this case, it was speaking badly of him. In Shir HaShirim, Kapitel Zayim, Pasuk Yud. It says,
Tzivsei Yishenim. The word Dibur is like Dibur is like Doivev. He makes the lips of those who slumber speak. The Yeshna Lotoiva V'Yeshna L'Ra. So Dibur could either be for good or for bad. L'kach Nemar Kan. Therefore it says over here, might see Dibas Ha'aretz Ra. That's why it says over here, the ones that spoke about bore out bad. Sheyesh Dibur Sheitoiv, because Dibur sometimes is a favorable Dibur, a good report. Here it means dafka bad, because Dibur means words. Dibur report, parledes belaz. In old French, it's parledes. What? Bamagay full of Hashem in the plague before the Ibn Yishlam, but Oysa Misa, with that Misa Hagunalem that was proper for them. Mido Keneged Mido. Heim Chotu Baloshin. They did Aver with their tongue. Vinishtar Viv Lishoinom Ataburm. So their tongue stretched out to their navel. Visayloim Yoitzim Lishonim. And worms came out of their tongues. Uvoyim Lutoich Taburm. And they entered into their navel. Kachnemer, that's what it says. Bamagayfa in the plague with a patach. It says Bamagayfa. Loinemer doesn't say Bimagayfa in a plague. With a shva under the base, v'zeul lefnei Hashem. That's what it means before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ba'oisa haru'uyulem. That means that misa that was roy for them, that was appropriate for them. Al pi midoysim shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, al pi the midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam, shehu moided mida connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam, measures out measure for measure. Tosa Hagemara vu soite lamed hey amid aleph. Very good. So it's a sort of statement is ma'ir that a nase was done. It's a pella. There was a nase done over here to be managed them, that the tongue stretched out all the way to the navel. So, a nase was done to manage them. Elamai, you want to say the nase was done, that other people should learn from them, but it was a nase done for Rishoy. It's a very interesting thing over here. You can ask by Kairach also, there was a nase. You see, there was a nase done for Rishoyim also. Tzriim also, there was a nase done. So, vice toys that it was done for the Tayelis that was going to come out of it. Yeah, Shalak Dechateva. That's what we have to say. It's interesting that he just ma'ir that he doesn't say a hezbin. He just says that what I want to point out over here that the ma'aser of their Moshe, they bring in the Agdama Igris Moshe Chayil Ches, that there was someone he had an enlarged tongue. He was a chayler. Moshe went to visit him, and he asked the Mayhai. So he says, listen, I used to talk about the Benois Loit. And he says they came to me in a dream. He used to talk about them very badly. They came to him in a dream. And they said, since we were mechavan l'shem shemayim, that they were mezana with their father, with loit, because we thought the world was coming at an end. Therefore, and you're speaking badly about us. Therefore, you're making fun of us. You're going to get a terrible oinish. And the end of his life, even though they wished him refuah shleim, he said he's never going to get better from it. That his tongue was enlarged, because he had an enlarged tongue as an oinish for that. And that was the ma'aser. You have to be careful with Moitzi Divas Oras, like we find the Gemara in Sanhedrin. No, but that's what he died. Not he died because he had a large tongue. That was the Oinish because he's good.
He got sick in the tongue or something.
I understood he had a large tongue, a sickness in the tongue. Whatever it was, Al Kaponim, Ein Sham, I think it's Nuchel. Al Kaponim, then there's a Maestro they spoke about. Ravashi used to talk about Achov in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Beis over there. That he used to talk about them. Tomorrow we're going to start with our friends. He says, you call me your friend and your father's friend. Yeah, I'll ask you a pashat halacha. Which part of the moitzi do you make the brachman? You don't even know. So he says, how are you gonna, you call yourself a rabbi? So he says, tell me, tomorrow I'll say it in the shir from you. So he tells him, Mehechad the Korn Bishul, the more geshmaka part. So he says, if you're such a look, Lamdan Ravashi asks him, so why did you over the void of Zohar? He says, listen, if you were in my situation, you would pick up the end of your cloak and you would have ran to be over the void of Zohar, even Vaitan. So I'll upon him. Over there, you see, first of all, the koich of Avodah Zarah. Second of all, you see the about speaking about people that mesim befrat. It's not posher talking about mesim. It's a chayim kadmoyim. You might see sheker about to talk about chayim. It's about mesim. A kapani, you have to be careful with your tongue. Even though over there it was a rasha or whatever. It's also chayim kadmoyim. You might see laz al mes. Unless it's a rasha and it's mefursim, whatever. Okay, we're not going to go into the number. Vaita. Pasuk Lamites. Vayidaber Moshe. No, Pasuk Lamites. VeYeshua ben Nun veChaliv ben Yifune. Yeshua ben Nun, but Yeshua ben Nun and Chaliv ben Yifune. Choyu menu anoshim ahem. Ha'hilchim losar esaretz. They lived from among those people who were going to spy out the land. So Drashi, but VeYeshua veChaliv Choyu veGoimer. Yeshua and Kalev lived. Ma Talmud Leimer Chayu Minu Anoshim Mehem. Why does the Torah say they lived from among those men? El Malamei, the teaches us Shenatlu Chelkam Shel Meraglim. Very important Rashi that they took the chelik of the Meraglim Ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. V'kamu Tachteim L'chaim. They stood in their place for life. That they got the chelik. Where is this? This is a Gemara in Baba Basra. Daf Kufiut Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says over there. In the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Kapitel Chavov, pasuk Chav. It says over there that Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Achaim, the land of life. So Yeshua, it means over here the Mashal says that Yeshua and Kalev, they derived life. They got Chaim from those men, meaning that they took their chelik, Zok the Mashal, in Eretz Yisrael, because they were supposed to get their chelik. They know that Yeshua and Kalev Choyu Mina Anoshim Ehem. They were Choyu from them, Zok the Mashal. What do you mean Choyu from them? That they took their chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So Zok the Mashal, Kofiut Ches, Omid Beis in Bava Basra. Pasuk Mem, Pasuk Lamates actually, Vaidaber Moshe Sadvor Me'elel Kol B'nei Yisrael. Moshe spoke these words to all of the B'nei Yisrael. Vayis'ablu Amo'oid, and the people, went into Avelis, they mourned exceedingly. Zok the Rashi. Oh, Vayite Pasuk Mem. Vayishkimu V'aboyker, they awoke early in the morning. Vayalu El Rosh Ahor, and they went up to the top of the mountain. Leimor saying, Hinenu vi olinu el amokim asher omar Hashem ki chotonu. We are ready. Hinenu, we're ready. Vi olinu el amokim asher omar Hashem, and we shall go up to the place of which Hashem has spoken. Why ki chotonu? Because we have sinned. So Dr. Ashi el Reisha Hor, hu adercha oilel Eretz Yisrael. That is the route that goes up to Eretz Yisrael. Hinenu, we are ready. Vi olinu el amokim, we shall go up to the place Eretz Yisrael, meaning to Eretz Yisrael. Asher Omar Hashem, that Hashem has spoken. Lasita lanu, to give it to us. Shom nala, there we will go up. Ki chatanu, because we have sinned. Al asher amarnu, because we said, halay tov lanu shuv Mitzrayim. It isn't better for us to return to Mitzrayim. So we rechayte. Now we're going to listen. Pasuk mem aleph, ayoymer Moshe. Moshe said, lama zatem oivrim es pi Hashem. Why is it that you go against the word of Ribbono Shel Olam? V'hi lo sitzlach, and it will not succeed. Zok Rashi, v'hi lo sitzlach, it will not succeed. Zushatem oizim, this that you're doing, lo sitzlach, will not succeed. Pasuk membeis v'al talu, do not go up. Ki ein Hashem bekir bechem, because Hashem is not in your midst. V'loi tinokfu lifnei oivechem, and do not be smitten before your enemies. You're going to get tishmeted if you go up. Don't go up. Pasuk membeis ki ha'amaleiki v'aknani sham lifneichem, because the Amalekim and the Knanim are there before you. Unifaltem b'chorev, and you're going to fall by the sword. Ki alkein shafte me'achrei Hashem, inasmuch as you have turned away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, lo yi Hashem yimochem, and Hashem will not be with you. So Rashi, alkein shaftem, inasmuch, or it's because you've turned away. K'moy al asher shaftem, it means inasmuch as you've turned away, kloimar, as if to say, ki zois tovilchem, that it shall come to you, al asher shaftem, because you've turned away. Pasuk mem dalid, vayapilu lalois el Rosh Ahor. But they tried to go up. What's meant vayapilu, to the top of the mountain? So Rashi lashon chayzik, this means a lashon of strength. They tried to do bechayzik, to go up. The same thing it says in the pasuk hinei v'chein upla. It says a pasuk in Chavakuk, kapitel beis pasuk dalid. It says, behold, it's upla. What's meant us? Ingris belaz. In old French it means ingris. So Lashon Azaz, this is an expression of chutzpah. V'chein oifel bas tzion. The word oifel, the daughter of tzion, is a tower of strength, the pasuk says. In Micha, kapitel dalet, pasuk ches, that oifel bas tzion, that the daughter of bas tzion, that the daughter of tzion is a tower of strength. Oifel vavachan. It's in the word, although another example is in Yeshaya, kapitel lamed beis, pasuk dalet says, a tower and a stronghold. The Eiffel is a tower, Vavachan, and a stronghold. That's why I think they called it the Eiffel Tower. Came from this. Umidrash Tanchuma Beforshoi. The Medrash Tanchuma says, Lashon Eiffel Vayapilu. It's a Lashon of darkness. Holchu Chashechim. They went in darkness. Shalei Brishos without permission. Without the Ribbono Shel Olam guiding them. Kalpanim. It's interesting. The Pasuk says Eiffel Vavachan. Eiffel means a tower. And we know about the Eiffel Tower. Kenzan, that's where they got it. It should really be Eiffel. What? Vachan weisich nicht. But that's the Eiffel. At least we can be Yashua Pasuk in Yeshaya, Lamed Beis. Where did he get the title Eiffel Tower? It sounds very similar to Eiffel, no? Maybe the Hasidish, they said Eiffel. I don't know.
Mit gewaltzen Stein.
Does Rashi mit Gewalt zu stehen? Yeah, it means a stronghold. Gewalt means a stronghold. But a choizik. Al kaparim ve'yipilas means they try to do v'choizik, right? That's one of the shloisha shvus. You're not allowed to do the marzatz and ksubas. Kuf yud alef, kuf yud beis over the sugis. Shloyalu v'choizik. You're not allowed to go up there with the chutzpah with choizik. Anyway, al kaparim they went there. They tried to go to Rosh Hashanah. V'aroin bris Hashem. While the Aron of the Ribbono Shel Olam Moshe loy mashu mekerav machan did not move from the midst of the machan of the camp. Pasuk mem. Hey, what happened? Vayeredu Amaleki v'aknani ayoshiv b'hor. Ahu said Amalekim and the Kananim who dwelled in that mountain. They went down. Vayakum and they struck them. Vayaksum and they pounded them ad hachomra until they were totally annihilated. They totally wiped them out. So Rashi vayaksum and he pounded them. Kemoy it says a pasuk in. Devarim, Kapitel Tes, Pasuk Chof Aleph, says, "Va'ekois oisei tochein," and I pounded it, grinding. Mako achamaka, that means unceasing. There was blow after blow. They mamish va'yaksum means gefelach. They tishmeted them, Nebuch, and the chorma until they were annihilated. Shema mokrim nikral shema ma'ori. The name of the place was given after what took place over there. So that's why it was called Adachorma and Nebuch. The people that went up, the Maisa, they were killed over there. Vayakum vayaksim Adachorma. Let's just begin the next few psukim. Kapitel Tesvav. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leim. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, "Daber al Bnei Yisrael. Speak to the Bnei Yisrael. Yamarta Leim. Say to them, Kisavoyu al Eretz Moshe Vaseichem. When you will come to the land of your dwelling places, Asher Ani Noisin Lechem, which I am giving to you, which I will give to you." So Rashi Kisavoyu Bisulam, the Bereshim gave them good news. What was the good news? She consulars that they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So with that, Rabbi Yisai, we will end today's shir.